The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Shall we pray? Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, your people are ready to hear from you the message that you have for them. I pray that, Lord, you use me as a vessel to deliver this word for today. Overshadow me, Holy Spirit, and give me utterance. Prepare the hearts of your people and let nothing hinder them from receiving your word. Let your word go forth, because it is able to transform by renewing of minds. Let that be our portion today. Take charge of my life and my interpreter, and let your word do its work. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Throughout the country Ghana, in our various Assemblies of God churches, women are celebrating their day, and by the grace of God, our leaders have deemed it fit to declare from 2021 to 2029 as a decade of revival. And so our annual theme for this year in Assemblies of God, as we all know it, is Revive Your Words, O Lord. And so every congregation is allowed to turn this theme round to carve a unique theme for itself. According to the vision of the senior pastor who is there. And so over here, we are using Revive Your Works for deeper encounter. But for our Women Ministry Day celebration today, we use the theme, Revive Your Works, O Lord. Let's take the scripture, Habakkuk 3:2. It says, O Lord, I have heard your speech and was afraid. O Lord, revive your work in the midst of the years. In the midst of the years, make known. In wrath, remember mercy. Amen. Amen. And we'll take another scripture too from Psalm 85:6-9. It says, will you not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your mercy, Lord, and grant us your salvation. I will hear what God the Lord will speak, for he will speak peace to his people and to his saints. But let them not turn back to folly. Surely his salvation is near to those who fear him, That glory may dwell in our land. Before we continue, I want to welcome all who are following us online. May the presence of the Lord be with you, just as He is with us over here. God bless you for joining. Beloved, tell someone seated by you that it is time for revival. It is time for revival. If there is any time to pray for revival in our day, then it is now. Events happening in the church and in the world at large point to this fact or this truth. Today, many only go to church still because it is built on Jesus Christ and the blood that is shed. The church has become unattractive to many people. The church has lost its voice in the land due to compromise. It is due to these things that the church must rise up and call on God to revive His works in our day once again. In Habakkuk's day, much evil was going on, which he couldn't bear. Wickedness was ruling, and the wicked had much advantage over the righteous. And it also appeared that God kept silent and was watching the wicked to oppress the righteous. Habakkuk called on God in prayer for a long time for his intervention so that the wicked will be judged and righteousness will be restored back to the land. Let's look at a few definitions of revival. When we say revival, it means an instance of something becoming popular, active, or important again. Revival also is a special outpouring of God's blessing. When His people are spiritually renewed, and many others are converted into His kingdom, then we say there is revival. We can also say revival is increased spiritual interest. Or renewal in the life of a church. Not only in the church, in the life of an individual. The congregation, the society, with a local, national, or global effect. So revivals occur at personal levels. Local level, maybe a church, national, or global levels. There have been times of revival in time past. In the history of the church, maybe the day the Holy Spirit arrived on earth, on the day of Pentecost, was the first revival which birthed the church. The coming of the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost brought a revival which helped the church to spread very far. From Jerusalem to Judea, Samaria, and to the uttermost part of the world. It was through the revival on the day which broke out on the day that the Holy Spirit arrived on earth. These are just examples of revivals that have occurred. There has also been the Great Awakening that impacted English colonies in America. During 1730s, 1740s. That was the 18th century, 200 years plus ago. This movement came at a time when the idea of secular rationalism was being emphasized and passion for religion had grown stale. We also have the recent one which happened in 1906, the Azusa Street Revival, which birthed the current wave of Pentecostalism and Assemblies of God was born through that revival. The Apostolic Faith Mission and many other Pentecostal groups were born through that revival. It was characterized by Holy Spirit baptism with the evidence of speaking in other tongues, and miracles happened as well as many other spiritual experiences. Just as it was in the time of Habakkuk, where the wicked oppressed the righteous, so it is becoming in our time. Just as it was before the Great Awakening in America, where passion for Christianity had grown stale, and many people were no longer interested in church activities, so it is today. Let's look at the attendance to our evening or midweek services. Go out there and then look at the youth. The youth who are the leaders, the future leaders of the church. How they are so lackadaisical with spiritual things. Go to the betting centers. And you understand what I'm trying to talk about. Many people are not interested in church this time. Before the Azusa Street revival, we left AG. I've read about how certain people prayed 4 to 5 hours a day, or that daily, for God to bring revival into the land. It took so many years. But God did it. The kind of revival that we are praying for can only be brought about by God. It's only God who can bring that kind of revival. But in the interim, each one of us should look into his or her life. See how you are going on with your Christian journey. And if there is something you need to do to revive yourself personally, to go ahead and start it at your own level. People of God, let us arise and begin to pray for revival. The kind of revival that will cause people to become convicted and begin to have interest in the things of God again. It is my work to pray. And it is your duty to also pray. If what I am saying is clear to you, you understand what I'm seeing, and I know you understand, I want you to join me to start calling on God for revival. That is why I believe that it is the Spirit of God that led our leaders to come out with this theme that the Lord, let's call on God for revival. And the declaration of this decade, a period of 10 years, that we should be calling on God until we see a change in the trend of affairs of the people. I have a few points here which one Charles Finney put together are the signs that when we see these things happening, it means that the believers at the time should rise up and start praying. For example, number one is a lack of Christian love. When there is a want for brotherly love, that is, brotherly love is not there among believers and Christians. And Christians have sunk into a low backsliding state. And the love of Christ and the love for our fellow Christians is gone. All we think about is ourselves. When things like this are happening, we need to rise up to start calling on God to bring the kind of revival that we want to see. When there is division in the church, dissensions, jealousies, evil speakings among believers, even among pastors and Bible scholars, when we see these signs, it means that believers who are living at the time, who are concerned, should begin to call on God that he should bring the revival. When there is worldliness, the presence of worldly spirit in the church, when the church is sunk down into a low and backsliding state, and Christians conform to the world in their dressing, in their behavior, and in general lifestyle, when these things are happening, it is a call to believers to call on God for revival. When you pray 30 minutes a day for revival.
And
I also pray 30 minutes for revival. Revival for your personal self. Revival for the church. Revival for the nation. Revival for the church universal. When you pray this prayer, there are certain prayers you will not pray again. God will take care of your needs because the kingdom of God is on your heart and you want to see the kingdom of God advancing over the kingdom of darkness. When there are scandals in the church, a scandal is an action or event regarded as morally or legally wrong and causing people public outrage. When scandals have, when the church finds its members falling into gross and scandalous sins, doing things the world does, and we are comfortable in it, then it is time for the church to awake and cry to God. When there is controversy, is another one. Yes, public disagreement with two sides openly debating. When these things are happening, it calls for revival. The last two are the triumph of wickedness. When the wicked triumph over the church and they revile the church, they criticize in an abusive manner, in an insulting manner, then there is work for us to do. The last one is when the death of the unsaved, when many people are dying carelessly. Sinners are dying and sinking into hell unconcerned. We need revival. I believe that all these seven signs I've mentioned are things that are happening in our day. And we can all see it. We can identify it. Do not sit down unconcerned. If you are in the church and you love Christ, it is time for revival. It is time for us to revive ourselves and to begin to call on God to bring a general revival which will last for a long time. Revivals restore the church to a vital and fervent relationship with God. After a period of moral decline, revival will bring joy and peace. Revival will bring the mercy of God and salvation to many. Revival will cause the glory of God to descend into our midst more. These days, it appears like prayers are not being answered the way we expect. It's like the prophetic words are not coming to pass. And you see, what really pains me is when it looks as if God has become a liar. God cannot lie. He's not a man that he will lie. Neither is he the son of man to repent or change his mind. He doesn't change his mind. He is true to his word. And his word is powerful. It is quick and active. Sharper than any two-edged sword. It cuts asunder between, dividing asunder between the soul and the spirit, and bone and marrow. The word of God is true. It's powerful. But why does it look as if things are just there? There is so much delay in the system. Hope keeps getting deferred. The Bible says if that continues, the heart becomes sick.
Looks
like the expectations of the righteous are not coming to pass. And evil seems to be triumphing. The solution, beloved, is to pray for God to revive his works once again. Let's pray for revival every day in our prayers. Some people can even, decide that they will be coming together and call on God for revival because what is happening is not normal. Recently, a group in the church went to do evangelism. They met a lot of people, gave them tracts, and most of the people, in fact, they even took their numbers, shared the gospel with them, prayed with them.
But
most of the people they spoke to were like, me, I've been a Christian, but now I've stopped. I personally have also met people like that. I start by saying, oh, brother, what church do you attend? And the person will be like, oh, I used to attend this church, but now I've stopped. Some of them tell you that they were attending a prophetic church somewhere. And then it happened that they had to stop because the prophet was taking too much advantage. And so the prophet began to cast things. Some of them were saying that they began to go through difficulties because the prophet was angry with them. Beloved, the church is no more attractive, I'm telling you. And it is our work, it is your work, it is my work. To call on God for that to change. Because if you hear such things and you are comfortable, if you hear such things and you are okay in your heart, nothing breaks your heart to do something about it, then that means you should check yourself well. Whether you truly love the Lord and you want to see the kingdom of God advancing over the kingdom of darkness. Right now, the kingdom of darkness wants to take over the whole world. But God is the owner of this world. He created this world for himself. It is not the devil who created the world. We must not sit down here and allow the devil to do what he's doing. This is why we need to rise up. Hallelujah.
Sorry,
people of God, you need revival. I need revival. The church needs revival. Even the economy of Ghana needs revival. The universal church needs revival. And once the rapture has not yet occurred, and we are here, we have to occupy till Christ comes. We have to occupy till Christ comes. It is God who can bring that kind of revival we want to see. That is why I'm calling on everyone here arise and begin to pray.
God,
send down revival.
Lord,
revive your works in our time again. Those great things you did in the past, we need it today again. The revival of 1906 has traveled to today. When we also pray and revival comes, maybe it will stay for some 50 years again. We don't know when Christ will come.
But
my message is simple. We need revival. I want to humbly ask that we rise to our feet. Let's pray a few prayer points while we are gathered. Yes. Then from here, we can all take it up. Those who are concerned about the kingdom of God over advancing over and being victorious over the kingdom of darkness, join us and then let's pray and call on God. But we need to do this at this time. The youth who are out there must come to church. Sometimes I look at what is happening when we are passing by a betting center, and you see the youth gathered. There is so much hopelessness.
And
they think that it is through those things that they can make it.
Yes,
the economy of this nation is not too good. But God is the creator of everything. The Bible says the whole world is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof. He knows how to bless his children. He knows how to connect his children. And so if they can come to him Christ, I believe that the Lord will transform their lives. Let's pray right now in the name of Jesus. Let's ask the Lord, please say this after me. Lord, my Father in heaven, I need revival. My Father in heaven, I need revival. Revive me, O Lord. Revive me, O Lord. Lord, I need revival. Therefore, revive me. Lord, revive me. I need revival. Please pray it. Let's take it up. We need revival, Lord. I need revival.
I need revival.
I need revival. Lord, we need revival.
Lord, revive me.
We need revival, Lord.
Give me revival.
Revive us, O Lord. Revive us, O Lord. We need revival, Lord.
Revive us, O Lord.
We need revival, Lord. Revive our life, O Lord. Revive our nation, Lord. Revive us, O Lord. Revive, O Lord. We need revival, Lord. We need revival. Revive us, O Lord.
My Father in heaven,
my Father in heaven,
my family needs revival.
My family needs revival.
Revive every member of my family.
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 Father, send down revival.
Father, send down revival.
Father,
send down revival into my family, Lord.
My Father in heaven,
my Father in heaven,
revive this church.
Revive this church.
Send down your revival into this church.
Send down your revival into this church.
Revive every department in this church.
Revive every department in this church, Lord.
Revive
every individual in this church, Lord. Revive the youth, Lord.
Revive
the women, Lord.
Revive
the men, Lord.
Revive our children,
Lord.
Revive
our
children,
Lord. Lord, send down
revival.
Lord,
send down revival.
We need revival.
We need revival.
Revive the church, Lord.
Now we want to tell God to revive the church in Ghana.
Sabri, if catching a missile on fire, show mama as a for Ghana.
Many people who are no more going to church, they have an experience to share. The devil has brought his own people into church things who are parading as real men of God, but are fake. And they are in the majority. And so many people are disillusioned. People enter ministry with various motives. They come as pastors, but their motive is different. They are only looking for money. So they will use all tricks to get the money from the people, but they are not concerned about their souls. And so the time the people realize it, that they have been, it's like things are not going according to what they have been told, that they are disappointed. They stop going to church. Please. Jesus Christ is still in heaven.
Amen.
Jesus is still building his church.
Amen.
The true church is truly there. The true church is still on earth. Many churches have been corrupted, but the genuine churches too are there. The genuine churches too are there. We want to pray that there will be revival in the church in Ghana, that the Lord should expose all the fake people who have entered church business and are trying to destroy people and lead them into hell. Let's pray right now in the name of Jesus.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.